Proclamation number 8188 of 30th of May, 1962. Spiritual and earthly turn. The turning point has come, which must occur when humanity has reached a spiritual low that can no longer be surpassed. But this turning point is to be understood spiritually and earthly. A spiritual change has to be created. The development of the spiritual from the abyss to the ascent can no longer continue. Everything has left divine order, and this order first has to be restored so that Earth can fulfill its task as a maturing station for the spiritual. And this requires a spiritual and an earthly transformation, for the Earth is no longer up to this task. The Earth has already been made so unfit by human will to help people and animals to mature, because their creations are prevented from being of service, because the works of creation are prematurely destroyed and the spiritual particles cannot mature in order to be admitted to the next deformation. And therefore a total destruction and transformation of the Earth's surface will dissolve all existing works of creation on, in and above the Earth, and all spiritual substances bound therein will receive new deformations again, so that their maturing will continue according to law again, and one day this spiritual substance will also reach the goal that it can embody itself as a human being and cover the last phase on this Earth towards its spiritual perfection. And thus people living on Earth will also have to expect a premature end to their earthly life, for they, too, are affected by the work of transformation, for people, too, no longer use the time on Earth for their spiritual maturing but leave their souls completely unattended, and thus this life as a human being is unsuccessful and therefore has to be ended. But this end can become the human being's greatest sorrow if he has done nothing to help him mature before the last day has come. For there are only two possibilities left: that he will recognize his God and Creator and turn to Him, that he will seek to unite with Him and then live a blissful life after the end of the old earth on the paradise of the new earth, which only those people will be able to enter who profess God when this confession will be demanded of them. But he can also belong to those who do not persevere in the last battle of faith on this earth, and then God's grace and mercy can still call him before the end so that he does not completely fall into the hands of my adversary and still has the opportunity to turn to God in the kingdom of the beyond. And with the help of his friends in the beyond he can still take the path to heaven. And then he can still praise and glorify God, who is merciful to him and has saved him from the terrible fate of the new banishment which people have to expect who completely resist him and have completely surrendered to God's adversary, who do not believe in a God and Creator who is Lord over heaven and earth, over life and death, over the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, and who also carries out his plan of salvation, which he has decreed since eternity. Therefore he will not stop trying to bring the spiritual to maturity, which is still bound in all creations and which is to go the path to the end in order to one day return to the one from whom it originated. This turning point is close at hand. The earth will still have to go through much tribulation, so that people will still come to their senses, so that they will think about the purpose for which they walk the earth. And a change will take place spiritually and earthly, and it will cast its shadows ahead, for the tribulation on this earth will be felt by all people, everyone will be affected, and much suffering will come upon people who can still be purified by it and find God if they are of good will. But God will carry out his plan of salvation as he has already decided since eternity. For his wisdom foresaw the course of development people would take, and he also included people's will in his plan because this alone is decisive and God always respects people's will so that it is also possible for them to achieve perfection on earth. Yet it is certain that this plan will also be fulfilled, as God's wisdom has decided, and people should not count on a change for the better still taking place amongst people, for their spiritual state is so low that there is truly no other solution than for God's love and omnipotence to have a balancing effect where human will fails and tries to thwart all of God's plans of salvation because it is still in bondage to the one who is God's enemy and adversary and will remain so for eternities. Amen.